This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
I know the kids are cheering. Probably your kids too. It's like, Dad, I don't have homework tonight. You can be on with Robert Scott Bell and help rekindle the sacred fire of liberty, Jonathan.
Yes, they must be saying that, Robert. Those exact words.
Well, you know what? My daughter says she's got an essay to write tonight, and I'm like, well, do you need my help? She's like, no, Dad, you can do your radio show per usual. So I'm good tonight too. So we're all good. Everybody's happy. And what do you think about the midterm results? I think, normally, historically, outside of after 9/11, the 2002 midterms, where, you know, it was an unusual circumstance and Bush and the Republicans gained even a larger, majority. In this case, Trump, yes, we lost the House of Representatives in terms of that majority, but a far less number than is typically historically occurs, which maybe doesn't bode well for the Democrats. I don't know how happy they are. I almost don't care. But at the same time, what do you think?
Well, it wasn't a blue wave. It was more like a blue ripple. But I do think, you know, I predicted that the House would stay in Republican hands, that we would squeak by. And I was wrong in my prediction. I thought people, when they went into the ballot booth, would remind themselves, as they historically do, that they were better off now than they were 2 years ago, and that the economy's roaring, and that Trump has fulfilled his promises, and that the borders are safer, and that the ISIS is being vanquished, and all the great things that Trump has brought us. But as all politics are local, apparently some of these folks were able to convince the electorate that they were better candidates than the Republicans in specific locations around the country, in urban areas particularly. And that's unfortunate, and it was predictable. And it sort of matched pretty much what the pollsters were indicating would happen. So there wasn't the 2016 kind of surprise. And people apparently were willing to say who they were voting for to pollsters, unlike 2016, where many people wouldn't say they were voting for Trump, even though they were.
Mm-hmm.
In real terms, it really does not amount to an enormous change. Here's why. Because if it was a virtual tie and the Republicans had control, you would still have Democrats blocking everything. And in the big legislative term, you know, a scheme of things, Democratic legislation that would socialize the nation and ruin the economy is not going to pass the Senate. It's not going to be signed by the president. Republican legislation that would secure the borders and so forth is not likely to pass the House. However, some of these things, and maybe border protection, will for this reason. A lot of those Democrats who won were not the far leftists. They were more mainstream, and they have to be mindful, and the ones who won in what were previously red state areas for Trump, that Trump can trump them in 2020. So I think he's still going to have significant suasion in the House, even with Democratic control, such that a lot of what he wants to do, one way or another, he's going to get through. And I also think the biggest threat of the change is the insane people who will now be the heads of these committees, judiciary, government reform and oversight, health, a lot of the committees that do the basic control over the government agencies and management of the government and foreign policy, obviously, in the House, are now in Democratic control. And not only that, they're led by people like Maxine Waters, and people who are right off the deep end, you know. So I really do think that there are going to be more investigations, that they're going to waste a lot of tax dollars on these investigations. But I also think that the Senate is a counterweight to that, and that the president's, you know, of hearty stock, and he's going to see it through. So while there will probably be gridlock for another 2 years in many respects, I think there's a lot that can be done, too. And remember, judicial appointments, the Supreme Court and the federal courts generally, are proposed to the Senate, and the Senate advises and consents. So we are likely to see, in the next 2 years, President Trump put quite a few more conservatives on the bench all over in the federal system.
So yeah, because I did find it interesting that the Senate, actually, they gained a couple of seats at least. I know there might be some in contention. And also, the Democrats that were sent packing versus those that retained in the blue dog or, you know, the more centrist states, were the ones that actually, I think, voted for Kavanaugh. I think that the people, as I've said this on both the right and the left, were pretty much disgusted with the behavior of the Democrats in those hearings.
Kavanaugh. So those folks that voted against Kavanaugh, yeah, they were sent packing in those contested states, absolutely. And that's that is, you know, there's not much publicity about that, but that really is a Trump victory also.
Yeah, I think that's important to acknowledge. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to change or alter their behavior for future appointments because, you know, you heard Ruth Bader Ginsburg is injured three ribs. I mean, she's frail as it is. And, you know, you see people going, please, don't leave the court, don't the leftists, don't leave the court. We don't want him to nominate anybody else. But I think inevitably he will, and having the Senate, control of the Senate, is going to be so very important for that. And I think that's another reason why people did support those and oppose those who did these things to Kavanaugh during the hearings.
Well, I do hope Justice Ginsburg recovers and that she was restored to good health, and I think she's a great person. I have a fondness for her. I used to argue a couple of cases. I argued before her in the D.C. Circuit, and then I was on a team that argued before the Supreme Court. I didn't do the argument, but I was part of the team. I wrote, helped write the brief in the Western States medical case, and I've always had a strong regard for her brilliance, her intellect, even though I must say I disagree with some of her positions, of course. Many of them, but I still think that, you know, she's an extraordinary human being, and I hope she recovers, and I hope she does well. But anyway, when it comes to the outcome of the election, I think that the forecast from the Democrats was that this was going to be a knockout blow, and that Trump was basically going to be thrown, there was going to be a referendum on Trump, and the American people would reject him resoundingly. And, of course, that did not happen. The blue wave didn't happen. It really is, in more respects, like a blue ripple, and that only in the House. In the Senate, the Republicans actually gained.
I was thinking, you know, maybe Ben and Jerry's can come out with a flavor, blue ripple.
That's very good. Robert, you should suggest that.
They got their leftist, leaning ice cream, which is fine. You want to do that. But, I mean, it's so absurd. But, yeah, why not Blue Ripple ice cream? I remember Neil Diamond wrote a song about porcupine pie back in the 60s or 70s, and he talked about chicken ripple ice cream. I don't know if the leftists will go for that, but these are just fond memories I have of strange songs that I know. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about as well is President Trump sounded sincere when he said, you know what, Nancy Pelosi, I endorse you for Speaker of the House. Now, part of me wants to think, well, that's the strategic Trump, because the best thing that could happen for Republicans and the Trump administration running for re-election in 2 years is having Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House as Speaker. I mean, I was talking about the entertainment value is going to be just off the charts.
Pelosi Palooza.
Yes.
So she's absolutely bats, and she's a very bizarre human being all the way around. And she says things that are quite impolitic, even within her own ranks. Many of the Democrats are rankled by her and find her to be quite disturbing and to be off-putting in many respects. There are several who ran saying that they would not support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House, and there may be a challenge, and it may well be that she is not Speaker of the House. I think Trump is positioning himself. She will, he wants to throw an olive branch in the general direction of the Democrats in the House to say, hey, look, there are certain things we might be able to agree upon, and that's customary. So I think he did that in that way. I don't think that there's any chance that Trump will for long be close friends with Nancy, because I think Nancy's going to unleash the dogs of investigations and go after Trump, trying that very personally. But while on the one hand, she will undoubtedly do that, on the other hand, if they have no progress, if they're a big goose egg and they create gridlock and there's nothing to show for the votes that people cast in favor of the Democrats taking the House, they're going to suffer, because a lot of these people who voted for Democrats in these local elections that caused the House to shift are expecting results, and they're going to have to look to the Democratic leadership for that. It's no longer possible to say, oh, you know, we can blame the Republicans in the House for not doing their part. It's now going to turn, and the Democrats are going to have to prove their ability to work in a divided government. It's actually, in many respects, worse for them come 2020, because unlike a party that can simply resist and say, hey, look, we're blocking bad things, now they're going to have to show that they're actually moving a Democratic agenda, that they have something more than resistance. If they're solely dedicated to this resist idea, it's very unpalatable. It doesn't inspire people, and it's not going to be effective, I think, in generating a strong ideological movement in favor of the Democrats come 2020. They have to show leadership. And I don't
Indeed.
Think it's going to happen, by the way. I think they're
No, I wouldn't put my money on that. Hey, we're catching up with Jonathan E. Mord, author of a number of books, including The Rise of Tyranny, Restore the Republic. You can see him. The links are in the show notes to emord.com, E-M-O-R-D, at robertscottbell.com. We'll talk about Sessions retiring, resigning, being fired, whatever you want to term it, and also what was the Acosta accosting all about, and what did Trump do?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty is on, and Jonathan Emord is here, and stepping up for health, freedom, healing, liberty, of course, on all levels. And Jonathan, as you have spent a large part of your career in the district of criminals, as they're sometimes affectionately or not so affectionately called, D.C., I've often joked with you about how you do it, because when I visit D.C., it's like, yeah, the historical stuff, there's amazing things, but I just feel, the energy there, you feel a little dirty because of the politicians, the money that's flowing in and lobbying and the genuine desire by most politicians to want to involve themselves and interfere in our lives, in our freedoms, violating those fundamental tenets of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Well, I must say that when I go into the District of Columbia, which I have to do just about every day or every other day, I end up listening in the back of my mind to that Twilight Zone theme song, because it really is a bizarre environment. It's more bizarre today than I think it has ever been. It's in many respects just insane, because when you have people like Maxine Waters, when you have people like Pelosi and like Schumer, who make such outrageous statements and look at for every opportunity to criticize Trump, no matter what, how simple or insignificant the event, they twist it, turn it, and just go on a rampage, and shift their political opinions radically just because they want to be anti-Trump. They used to believe in borders. I mean, Schumer believed in borders. Obama believed in borders. Pelosi spoke in favor of borders.
Clinton and Trump have gone on the record talking about that. I mean, wow, now suddenly, it's outrageous and racist.
Yeah, well, Trump believes in a border? Oh, no. But it's more than that, of course, because it's become a political advantage. They want to have open borders to our south, because the overwhelming majority of those who come through the border on the south end up voting Democratic. And they want to just ignore election laws. They want to have no check at the ballot booth because they want undocumented people to vote Democratic. And what's so amazing about this is that they utterly reject the rule of law, the sanctuary cities concept, utterly reject the rule of law, allow criminals, invite them to have haven, safe haven in the United States.
I think, you know, even or equally devastating is the lack of, fundamental principled stances regarding our foundation. You know, the fundamental principles of defense of individual liberty. Number one, right? Limited government. The fact that we're not a democracy. It's very important because, our founders acknowledged democracy as an abhorrent form of government where mob rules.
So, if I may use a contradictory term, you and I are soberly intoxicated with the Constitution of the United States and the principles that underlie it. We are an exception to the rule, unfortunately. And the reason why I say that is human animals that are predisposed to be political are more hedonistic, more self-centered, and more interested in aggrandizing their own personal wealth and power than they are about paying attention to any legal restriction on their power or authority. When they're out of power, they'll scream and yell and rant and rave about constitutional limitations on government. When they're in power, then suddenly they think those constitutional limitations are irrelevant, superfluous, shouldn't bind me, I'm different, this is good for me, and if it's good for me, it's good for the country. They become intoxicated with power. There's an old poem, short one, that was popular in the 17th, actually in the 18th century. It says, authority intoxicates and makes sots of magistrates. The fumes of it invade the brain and make men selfish, proud, and vain. The problem is that. The problem is, as James Madison recognized when he referred to the Constitution as potentially only a parchment barrier, is that people in power, as they knew, would violate the restrictions that they had placed into the Constitution to promote their own power, wealth, and influence. And that's where we are. We are at a stage where people pay lip service to the Constitution only if it serves their political agenda, have no sincere ideological commitment to protecting that document and ensuring its meaning in the 21st century. And then they even go so far now, it used to be that they used to speak with homage about the Constitution while they would go ahead and argue for violation of it. Now they won't even do that. Now they condemn it. Now it's
right.
A racist doctrine. Now, everything is defined by what the color of someone is who had a role in writing it.
Well, the next layer of constitutional degradation is that open, avowed socialists are now being elected to Congress. So it's not just Bernie Sanders in the Senate, but Ocasio-Cortez out of New York area. And that means the people already here don't have a fundamental understanding of the origin of this government and the reason why it's the place most people still want to go to live. And they want to destroy that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
The FBI is not speculating as to why a gunman opened fire on Wednesday night
at a Thousand Oaks, California bar. The gunman killed at least 12 people, including Sergeant Ron Hewless of the Thousand Oaks Police Department. Taylor Whitler was in the bar, and she joined Fox News.
Hey, we all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. It was, after the first round, it was quiet for about 5 seconds, and then some guys that were next to me on the floor got up and started sprinting towards the back door and yelled at everyone, get up, run.
The Trump administration announced executive actions that will restrict the ability of migrants that are seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. And after pretty much an entire day of squabbling back and forth, the White House stands by their decision to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Scott Belcher.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly,
miles away.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
Right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be
ask,
much
if
better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks. Pardon me, ma'am. Excuse me.
That's enough.
That was Jim Acosta accosting. I think that woman at you was trying to get the microphone away. An intern there or something. And I wanted President Trump to say to Jim Acosta, just shut your pie hole. Get out of here. I mean, it equivocates to that. We'll learn about what happened next. But, Jonathan, I don't know of another president that has been, you know, treated by the press in this way, like Trump.
No, this is Jim Acosta, the accoster. He accosted the president. The problem with Jim Acosta is that he is rude. He uses his opportunity to ask a question to instead state his opinions, to create a bully pulpit of his own in competition with the president at a press conference. He tries to set up a press conference so that he predominates and is the one who is disrespectful in every instance. I think he has so violated the basic decorum necessary to have a respectful environment within the White House that he ought to be booted out anyway. He didn't have to hit the intern. He didn't actually hit her, but he pushed her away, which is the same thing. I mean, it is an assault. But the fact is, this is not his house. He doesn't set the rules. He's there as a guest. You don't have a right to be in the White House.
Well,
you are an invited guest.
He doesn't get the memo. I think, I don't know if his mom or dad are still alive, but what did they teach him in terms of politeness versus rudeness? And it's one
basic
thing, as you said.
Civility.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
look,
basic.
This man is the president of the United States. I understand you don't like the president, Jim Acosta, but this man is the president of the United States. You have been given the privilege of being a part of the White House press corps and given the opportunity to ask the president questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're allowed to do, to ask the president questions. He's giving you leave in his house to ask him questions. Instead, this guy uses it to argue, to articulate his own views.
He wasn't very articulate, though. But, Acosta, listen to this.
He's not particularly intelligent. He thinks he is.
And you want to hear it?
Arrogant.
Let me play this second clip, because he was already told enough is enough, and they tried to take the microphone away. He kept going.
I may ask on the Russia investigation, are you concerned that you may have?
I'm not concerned about anything with
you
the
may have
Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
Yeah. the whole thing, the distraction of Russia still playing up again, and they're hoping that they can revise it. We're going to get into Sessions being fired as well. But one final
problem with him is, look, he's not asking a question and waiting for an answer. He's just rolling with a diatribe, and he wants to roll over what the president says. This is not an orderly discussion. This is not a respectful discussion. This is a brawl. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it's of no use to anyone. As a journalist, he would necessarily have been trained in the fact that when you are asking a public official in their domain questions, you ask them questions to elicit answers. You don't ask questions to create a foundation for argument where you stand and argue over the issues. He's not the news. He's supposed to be a reporter recording the news. The president's words are the news. Jim Acosta's words are nothing. They're just an opinion of a petty little man.
And I think he's looking to get high fives from his leftist news buddies. Oh, you got him good that time, Jim.
Well,
and of course,
the right
Trump
thing by yanking his credentials. I certainly hope they're not restored. I think he should have not be in the invited into the White House because he first of all, he's not respectful. Secondarily, he interferes with the press conference by using it as an opportunity to pontificate his own views rather than ask questions of the president and listen to his responses.
Well, and Trump went straight on him, as no president had done before, and called him rude and terrible and all of that, and people are offended by that. But I'm like, you got to know what Trump is. I mean, he if you attack him, he says, I will attack back.
Well,
and
let me ask you this. I mean, what other person in any elected office would sit there and take that from someone like Jim Acosta and not call them out eventually? I mean, this isn't the first time. This is an aberrant behavior by Jim Acosta. This is what Jim Acosta does. He accosts people. And in the case of the president, he's just itching at every one of these press conferences to argue and pontificate his views to the contrary of the president and to take up all that time and to become the center of attention and make himself into a news item. He achieved it, but that's about the last time he's going to achieve it because Trump did the right thing, yanked his press card. He won't be in there, and he shouldn't be.
No, and neither will Jeff Sessions, apparently. And let's move into that discussion now, Jonathan. Sessions, equivalency of a firing. He resigned, and he's out as AG, Attorney General. Now, as you know, the president has the authority to hire and fire an Attorney General. Of course, the controversy...
President is the chief officer in our country to execute the laws. It is the duty of the president to make sure that the laws are faithfully executed. So he, number one, the president is the man who is charged in the Constitution with the power to enforce the law. And he has appointed, at his choice, an attorney general to assist in that endeavor, and that has become a part of our constitutional system. The attorney general does the executive branch's bidding in enforcing the laws of the United States. When the attorney general is not doing a job that is pleasing to the president for whatever reason, it's certainly the prerogative of the president of the Constitution to fire his attorney general and put in a new one. There's no obstruction of justice in firing a person because you're not getting rid of the office and you're not preventing an investigation. In this case, if there's an investigation of the president by Mueller, there's no change whatsoever in the investigation of the president by Mueller.
Yeah.
It continues on. The change of the attorney general has nothing to do with that, other than it's a change in the person who has ultimate authority. But remember, Jeff Sessions had nothing to do with it. He recused himself. He had no involvement with it. The firing of Jeff Sessions has no effect whatsoever on the Mueller investigation. So,
but what about that Rod Rosenstein guy? You want to see what kind of conflicts of interest that guy has in the investigation?
When you look at Sessions from the start never should have recused himself. There was
no basis for
recusal.
And that ticked Trump off immediately. I knew then he was like, no, this is not going to last.
But it's so much more than that. I mean,
yes.
Sessions has been, the Justice Department is a basket case. It needed a strong leader who could, set the institution straight, get the FBI operating correctly after Comey ruined it at the top, and, have good, solid leadership from the Attorney General. Well, that never happened. Sessions never prosecuted cases that he should have prosecuted. He never went after Hillary Clinton. He never went after all the abuses that took place. He never followed through with investigations. He never answered fully the questions that were posed to him by members of Congress. He was a very poor attorney general. He might be a nice guy. I think he is. I think he's a patriotic person. I wouldn't question that. But I do think that he was a terrible attorney general. And I don't think that you'll find many people who seriously look at his service who would disagree with that.
Yeah, I think it was a mixed bag in many ways. And, the other aspect that I bring up, from a health and healing perspective, the federal banning, if you will, of a plant that God created. We've talked about this before. I think it's a state issue, as we're learning, and the pushback is. And the reality is, on the federal level, the reason it's not being descheduled is because of a treaty, an international treaty. And I always thought, yes, treaties made in pursuance with the Constitution could become the law of the land, but there's no authority for the federal government to ban a plant. So to enter into a treaty doesn't make it legitimate, and that's where we're seeing nullification coming on stronger and stronger and stronger on this level and allowing the people in the states to decide what they feel is good medicine for them.
Well, so much of law enforcement has been federalized. And that, in our system of dual federalism, was never intended to be the case. That
right.
was an area of power that was to be left to the states and was not to be subsumed or assumed by the federal government. And yet, bit by bit, the federal government has increasingly become a replacement for local and state law enforcement and has become, in many instances, particularly during the Obama years, a real restraint on the ability of law enforcement to function and a huge disadvantage. In fact, lest we forget, a lot of this anti-police movement around the country that has resulted in such horrible attacks on law enforcement, criticism of law enforcement, the rise of Antifa, these things are a result, a direct result, of the President of the United States looking the other way when police were abused, that is, Obama, and people like Soros and others dumping all this money and support into anti-police movements.
Jonathan, do you...
gone way overboard.
Do you remember during the Obama years, there were raids by FDA on the state level, like in into Los Angeles, like Rossum, which was selling raw milk and raw cheese. They were coming in with M16s, or I don't know if they have AR-15s or M16s, but, I mean, why does the Food and Drug Administration have armed forces like they're an army? I mean, that certainly wasn't the intent of our founding fathers, anything Thomas Jefferson
well,
would
have. They have access to the United States Marshal Service to enforce their orders, and unfortunately for us, the FDA is super powerful, and it's a dictatorship. It has one person at the top, and it is this massive government bureaucracy, heavily corrupt, that has done wonders in protecting its favored licensees and has done wonders in preventing innovation from entering into the marketplace. It is the single most suppressive institution against innovation in the, one of the most critical areas for us, health and in food and in dietary supplements. And its suppression of those industries is remarkably horrendous burden
yes.
on the American economy and ruinous to individual lives.
Oh, yeah.
Such a number on the Amish community in the United States going, I mean, really waging war against the Amish because their commitment to, historic commitment to raw milk and raw cheese. And, you know, they've attacked a way of life. They've put themselves four square against people.
And this has happened despite, as we've said, Republican and Democratic administrations, including Obama. For those on the left that think, oh, he was so good to you. No, those raids happened under his watch. Fortunately, people are waking up on the states, and they realize the anti-commandeering doctrine means that they don't have to help the federal government. The federal government doesn't have the resources to do everything everywhere. And that's the way it should be. We'll talk about that more with Jonathan Emord after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I want to thank my friends at Redmond Heritage Farm Stores in Utah for hosting me the last couple of weeks on a couple of live broadcasts and lectures. Also, raw milk, they're standing up for it right up on their... It's amazing, Jonathan, to see real raw milk. And it's big in lights outside this store, right across the street from Whole Foods, who won't touch raw milk. Right? It's amazing to see that, because in so many states they're afraid of the FDA. Oh my gosh, we can't do this. And I know they say interstate, but even that, just ridiculous. The founding fathers looking at the, you know, a federal bureaucratic agency going after people who are drinking milk as it's been consumed on planet Earth since there's been milk on Earth.
Right. It's outrageous, Robert. It really
is. Amazing. Really amazing. Now, what isn't outrageous is our ability to discuss constitutional principles in terms of the body politic, the electorate, and all of that. And I love doing that. And the folks out there, they love you too, Jonathan. Love listening to you. And, you know, I talked a bit more about the nullification concept, the anti-commandeering doctrine, the issue that there's unfunded mandates. We've talked about that over the years as well. And I find that as a reasonable and probably a more powerful solution than voting in terms of its immediate impact to stop the federal government where it has no constitutional authority.
Yes, you know, it must now be 15 years ago, the American Legislative Exchange Council had me draft an amendment to the Constitution that would have prevented unfunded federal mandates, so that no mandate could be issued by the federal government to commandeer the states in one direction or another without full funding from the federal government. Now, there are different constitutional provisions that might otherwise prevent the action of the federal government, but in areas where there is no express limitation on federal power to act vis-a-vis the states, one of the most extraordinary things that many people don't realize is that the federal government's imposition of requirements on the states is so extraordinary that that's passed on through tax increases mm-hmm. to the people through the states, that the states basically have become functionaries of the federal government in many respects. And a lot of this happened with federal control over the speed limits in all of the states.
Yeah, I just thought about that, Jonathan. When we were younger, I remember when the speed limit went down to 55. And, you know, it's like, how did they do that? I mean, did they have authority to mandate that the states set the speed limit within their states? No.
Well, they use a stick and a carrot approach, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They say, look, do you want a federal highway? Okay, well, if you want a federal highway, then you have to abide by these conditions. And they do that typically with almost every major piece of legislation. They will mandate to the states what they must do in order to get federal funding.
Right.
And once they're locked into that system, it's almost impossible for them to get out. And then oftentimes, then they defund the financial support. So the states are left holding the bag, and they have to pay for it. And then the taxes are increased on the state level. They can have the mandates, but none of the funding. So requiring the feds to fund every mandate would have a significant restriction on the issuance of mandates.
They couldn't implement it. And you know, this is the stupidity also of socialism. Those people that want socialized medicine, all of that. The more they mandate participation, and you know, of course, force you to pay for it, or if you're of the people that can't pay for it, force other people to pay for it. The more you will have to abide by the rules in order to participate. Now, many of our listeners here...
I'm sorry, Robert.
I was just saying, many of our listeners, real quick, Jonathan, that you know about the danger of vaccinations, but might otherwise say, hey, you know, that socialized medicine sounds good because I can't afford, quote-unquote, health care. You won't realize how many rules are involved and will be rolling down from the federal government, including mandatory vaccinations for adults, if you are to receive the so-called benefits that you believe are your right.
Well, most people don't realize this, but extraordinary amount of mandates, in fact, the vast majority of mandates, come from the federal regulatory agencies to the states, like the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all these mandates that come out of these agencies when they promulgate rules. And they oftentimes have preemptive effect on state and local law, mm-hmm. to the contrary. And they come out of the Bureau of Land Management, they come out of the Department of Interior, they come out of the Environmental Protection Agency, the Food and Drug Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Labor, and those things have an extraordinary cost and severely restrict the ability of the people within their own community to regulate their own laws. So it's just a disaster.
Yeah. Well, in case anybody's not clear, Jonathan E. Morton and I stand for the Constitution, limited government, the defense of individual liberty. And anything that violates that, well, we'll talk about it here each and every week when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty together on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan, thank you as always for being the stalwart defender of liberty.
You bet, Robert.
All right. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.